Welcome back to the Bible's Art Notes. And in this edition, we're going to talk about Richard Dawkins' argument for why you should abort babies with Down syndrome. And I want to notice something about the structure of the argument and what it teaches us about the nature of evil. So back in 2014, someone tweeted to Richard Dawkins and said, "Honestly, I don't know what I would do if I were pregnant with a kid with Down syndrome. Real ethical dilemma." And Richard Dawkins responded, "Abort it and try again. It would be immoral to bring into the world if you had the choice." And more recently, on a radio program, he was talking with this gentleman who has a Down syndrome child, and this was brought up again. And he defends his same point. He, after some pushing, he softens it to say, "Well, let's leave out morality," right? He said, he's like, "I take it back. Let's say it would be wise and something else to do it." Here's the clip.
"You got involved in a Twitter interaction with a woman who said she would be faced with a real ethical dilemma if she became pregnant with a baby with Down syndrome. You tweeted, 'Abort it and try again. It would be immoral to bring it into the world if you have the choice.' Now, so you're speaking to somebody who did bring someone like that into the world, okay, but let's put that aside. Why is it immoral not to abort it?"
Well, that was probably putting it a bit too strongly, but given that the amount of suffering in the world probably does go up compared to having another child who doesn't have Down syndrome.
What people I'm interested in saying, is how do you know that it increases the amount of suffering in the world to bring in a child with Down syndrome into the world?
I don't know it for certain. It seems to me to be plausible. You probably would increase the amount of happiness in the world more by having another child instead.
Do you think? But you have no reason for knowing that.
I have no direct evidence. No, it just seems plausible.
Just, you know, you're such a scientific, logical person that I thought that you could possibly have some logical backup to it. Do you know anyone with Down syndrome?
Not intimately, no.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, everyone has their own experience of it, and possibly my experience would be that you're not necessarily right, and I think a lot of people would think you're not necessarily right.
But look, anyway. I'm sure that you love your child.
Oh yeah, nothing to do with that. I'm not having an emotional discussion with you here. Simply having a logical discussion with you. Do you think it would be immoral for them not to do it?
Let's leave out the immoral.
No, but you brought immoral into it.
Okay, well, I take that back. Okay. I think it would be wise. I think it would be wise and sensible.
You know, children who are so-called perfect can cause terrible suffering in the world as well, but I suppose we have no way of checking, have we?
No, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to notice this. When he communicates what should happen, he communicates it in strong moral terms. So notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, "This is a wrong thing, but we should do it anyway." That is, it's not someone who is saying that something is evil and that we should do evil. No, it's calling evil good and then saying, "Oh yes, you should do this good thing." Because the nature of evil is that it masquerades as good. This is a theme throughout scripture. You know, Satan appearing as an angel of light, the serpent appearing as a creature that God had made. And this is all throughout scripture where you have, in the book of Revelation, you have a parody of the Trinity and the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. You know, Jesus will say that you have to be wise as a serpent because of how intelligent evil can be, because it cloaks itself in the veil of goodness. And so here, Richard Dawkins is saying, for the good of the whole world, in order to reduce suffering, we should murder the most vulnerable people. I mean, think about how twisted that is, because he's making this noble claim about reducing suffering, increasing happiness. But the mechanism for that is some of the most darkest evil you could possibly imagine, but it's cloaked in this good, righteous end, this good, righteous goal of reducing suffering. But you do it by a wildly more egregious suffering. So that's the sort of structure that evil takes in the scripture, and you can see it right in the world. Thank you so much for checking out the video. If you'd like to support the channel, you can do so at patreon.com/thebiblelazard or share this video with someone who would benefit from it. Thanks so much.